Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
A Saint in New York by a Recovered Addict, Ohio, USA. At 20 years old, I had started traveling with the goal of visiting all the national parks, but somehow I had gotten sidetracked into drugs. In late 1960, I was in New York City using amphetamines and sleeping on rooftops. Sometimes I worked packing boxes for minimum wage, and I sang on the street or in coffee houses for tips when I wasn't high on some substance or other. I'm 6 feet tall, yet I weighed about 115 pounds. My friends told me I'd be dead within a year, but I didn't really care. At the time, I had no definite plans, was very depressed, and was considering suicide. One day, I was in Washington State Park, and a man offered me a substance I'd never tried before. He only said a few words to me, and they were not about my behavior, my slovenly nature or attire, or my lifestyle choices. "This is niconic acid. Try it. It will help you." I took it. Simple words, and to someone like me, they meant another drug, another chance to expand my mind. The name reminded me of nicotine and of LSD, or I wouldn't have touched it. I had never seen him before, and I never saw him again. Yet, no matter what the drug was, I would have taken it. Drugs can be scary things. I took 2 tablets because I was very courageous. Besides, they were free. If he had called it by its common name, niacin or vitamin B3, I would have avoided it. He offered it to anyone who would take it. Amphetamine use was so rampant at that time in Greenwich Village, so probably many of us were deficient in B vitamins. No doubt that's why this man chose to distribute vitamins to the young and down and out. Who knows how many days or months, and at what personal expense he spent giving like this. I can't think of anything else that changed me, but within a day, I had decided to return home to San Diego and give up drugs, at least for a while, and I was on the road out of New York City. I had apparently been lacking in vitamin B3. I've been drug-free for 34 years now, and I can honestly say I not only don't miss them, but deeply, deeply regret ever having taken them. My vitamin man would probably be in his 80s or 90s now, so I'll almost certainly never get a chance to thank him directly. Many people have helped me through difficult times and out of difficult situations, yet he stays in my mind. He didn't know me, and I didn't know him, but I think he saved my life.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.